You're listening to SBS News.
The United States' death toll from the coronavirus has eclipsed 400,000, nearly equal to the number of Americans killed in World War II, and is just short of the estimated 409,000 Americans who died in 2019 of strokes, Alzheimer's, diabetes, flu, and pneumonia combined. Even with the arrival of the vaccines that could finally vanquish the outbreak, a widely cited model by the University of Washington projects the death toll will reach nearly 567,000 by the 1st of May. The COVID-19 pandemic could be the catalyst for much-needed reform of the World Health Organization, says a co-chair of an independent review panel. The panel, set up to investigate the global response to the coronavirus, said the WHO is underpowered, underfunded, and requires fundamental reform to give it the resources it needs to respond more effectively to deadly disease outbreaks. The panel's co-chair, former Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, says the panel's purpose is to learn how to improve responses to future outbreaks.
We are not here to assign blame, but rather to assess what could be improved, and to make concrete recommendations that will help the world to respond faster and better in the future. The panel's report has noted areas where time to act took too long.
The panel's report says Chinese officials should have applied public health measures more forcefully in January 2020 to curb the initial COVID-19 outbreak, and criticized the WHO for not declaring an international emergency until the 30th of January. Ms. Johnson Sirleaf and her co-chair, former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark, said the pandemic had shown that the WHO's 194 member states must act swiftly to reform the Geneva-based agency, boost its funding, and give it powers to enforce international health regulations. Ms. Clark said WHO member states must face up to the responsibility.
You know, when Chernobyl happened, that was a moment at the International Atomic Energy Agency when its powers were greatly strengthened, powers of inspection and access. Is that this moment for WHO and the global health system? The member states are going to have to face up to this.
She criticized the international alert system, all but calling it outdated.
The panel does believe that the international system for alert and response has the trappings of an analog system in a digital age. Pathogens can travel in minutes and hours, not in days and weeks. Despite hard work from many trying to mitigate the risk of COVID-19 in those early days, it was still a month after an alarm was sounded in Wuhan, that the international system sounded its highest alarm available.
The European Commission has recommended vaccinating against COVID-19 at least 70% of the European Union's adult population by this summer in an attempt to curb the coronavirus pandemic. That could involve inoculating more than 200 million people, most likely with two doses each. Vaccination campaigns are conducted by the 27 EU member governments, who decide their pace and priority groups. By March, at least 80% of people over the age of 80 and 80% of healthcare workers should also be vaccinated in each of the EU states, EU Commission Vice President Margaritis Skinas says.
We are today proposing that by March this year, member states should have vaccinated a minimum of 80% of health and social care professionals and 80% of people over 80 years old. We also propose that by summer this year, member states should have vaccinated a minimum of 70% of the adult population.
Health authorities at the Pan American Health Organization say half of all 94 million worldwide COVID-19 cases, that's 41 million, are in the Americas. Director Dr. Carissa F. Etienne says in 7 days, the region has recorded some 2.5 million new cases and 42,000 more people have died.
This sustained boom in cases is sobering proof that our region and our world is failing to control this coronavirus. In far too many places, public policies are not congruent with the severity of the situation. I am particularly concerned for the next few weeks. Throughout our region, especially in North and South America, many hospitals are operating at or very close to capacity.
New York City will run out of COVID-19 vaccine doses sometime tomorrow without fresh supplies, Mayor Bill de Blasio says. At his daily coronavirus briefing, the Democratic mayor said vaccination appointments would have to be canceled.
If we don't get more vaccine quickly, a new supply of vaccine, we will have to cancel appointments and no longer give shots after Thursday for the remainder of the week at a lot of our sites.
After a sluggish start, New York has increased its vaccination effort by opening new sites, including 24-hour vaccine hubs around the city. To date, nearly 96 million people worldwide have been infected with coronavirus, with more than 2 million deaths. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.